the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to this very first podcast, Property and Business Coaching. My name is Daniel Latto, and I'd like to thank you, first of all, for joining me and adding me onto your podcast list. Please do subscribe, and as more podcasts come through, you'll be able to get those and download those automatically. So let me just tell you a little bit about me first, and then we'll crack straight on to the content, because that's why you're here, isn't it? Let's face it. So my name's Daniel Latto. I'm from the UK, and as you can probably tell from the accent, I'm from the north of England. I now currently live in Spain, having invested in property for the last 17, 18 years, and now I generate positive monthly cash flow, which allows me to continue to live the lifestyle that I've designed, effectively. And so the whole purpose of this podcast and why we do property and business coaching is because we want you to do the same, if that's what you choose to do, because that's what financial freedom is. It gives you the choice to do whatever it is that you want to do. Now, a couple of house rules. None of what I'm going to talk about today or in any other podcast can be considered as specific financial advice. This is just me talking about what I would do given my set of circumstances. Your set of circumstances are of course different, and therefore you need to seek professional help and advice, and so that just covers me legally as well, so you can't go do things and then blame it all on me. The second house rule is I do talk fast, and I do talk funny because I'm a northerner. So I will talk fast through these podcasts, because if I try and slow it down, that's not my normal speech. I'm fairly genuine, fairly authentic, and what you get is what you see, or what you see is what you get even. And so if you've got any questions and that sort of thing, then please stick them down and we'll stick them in the next podcast for you, and I'm here to help and serve. Excellent. Okay. So let me just talk a little bit about how I got to this particular stage. So I'm sure, like many people listening to the podcast, I hated my job at the time, and I hated my boss, and I've always hated bosses, and I've always hated jobs, and I was highly motivated to find a way of not working for a living and not having a boss. And the one thing that occurred to me was property. The reason why property was it is because it occurred to me that you could generate a monthly cash flow, let's say £200 a month, and depending on how much money you needed each month, so let's just say, for simple maths, £2,000, well, if I just bought 10 of those properties at £200, that's my £2,000 a month. I'm happy. So if I needed £4,000, well, I would buy 20 properties at £200 a month. And so that was my level of thinking. And the reason why that was really beneficial for me, and why I thought that would be a good path towards financial freedom, is because I knew that when I got to the end of the month, if it was a tight month, I just sort of waited until the first, and then all the rental money comes in. And then your money resets every single month. And that was what was attracted me to it. So my goal for you during these podcasts is for you to achieve financial freedom in 5 years or less. Now, financial freedom can mean lots of different things. For some people, it means Ferraris and penthouses and exotic holidays. For other people, it means just buying a caravan and living in the Dales for the rest of their life, or moving to Spain and living by the beach like I do. Whatever your version of financial freedom is, there is a path that will help you get there. Some are higher risk than others, some are lower risk, some will require a lot more work, some will require lesser work. Depends on what your version of financial freedom is. But if you don't know what your financial freedom figure is, then how do you know how much money you're going to need? So, for example, if you earn £3,000 a month right now, is that how much you need? Because I would tend to say you probably need 1.5 times that. You need £4,500 a month, just in case something happens, or it leaves a buffer, a capacity to deal with the things that you don't expect. That for me is financial freedom, where you get your money every month, it comes in every month, and if you're running short, at the end of the month, you just wait a few days, and then the next batch comes in again. Now, let me just talk to you about why people fail. Now, there's a number of reasons that I want to highlight. There's three in particular that I want to highlight today as to why people fail to get financially free. So the first reason is that people buy stuff. They buy lots of stuff. They buy TVs, they buy shoes, they buy cigarettes, they go out drinking, they buy golf clubs, They buy new computers, the latest iPhone, the latest car, the bigger car, the faster car. And they just keep spend. We have no control over that spending whatsoever. And I think it was Will Smith who said it first, and I think, I can't remember exactly, but it was something like, buying stuff you don't need to impress people you don't know. And what was really interesting for me was when I moved to Spain, I recognised that actually, buying cars and that sort of thing, nobody really cares. Nobody really cares about that stuff. People just care about, you know, no one's in Spain to make a profit, for example. Trust me on this, when you go to the local coffee shop and it's a euro, that's like 80p for a coffee, and you get breakfast for €3, which is like £2, and that's coffee and a tostada. Nobody's there to actually make a lot of money. They're just there to provide a service. But in this country, we have to make a profit, don't we? And we have to look good. And we have to buy the latest car, and the biggest house, and the latest clothing, and so on. And that's actually one of the reasons why people are not achieving financial freedom. Because they're spending all the money. What's worse than that is they don't actually know where that money's going. So the next reason why people fail is that they end up listening to the wrong people. So I remember when I was about 23, 24 at the time, I'd not bought property, and I was discussing buying property with a friend of mine. And I remember it to this day, 17, 18 years down the line. And he said to me, oh, no, you don't want to be doing that. A friend of mine did it, and the guy's stapled pizza boxes to his wall in his front room. And it really put me off, I'll be honest. And when I look back at that, I thought, well, let's just work out how much money it will take to actually solve that problem. So what, maybe an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours maximum to take all the pizza boxes off the wall. Wouldn't take a lot. And then you'd need to maybe replaster the wall, maybe strip the wallpaper first and then replaster. What, a couple of £100? And then it needs painting, a couple more £100. And then after that, it's done, isn't it? Well, what amazed me about that was that that's what the deposit is for. That's what the bond is for. If someone damages the property, then that's what it's for. And if it damaged it any worse than that, then of course that situation is worse. But then that's what we have the courts for. And I'll tell you, in 17 years, I've not had one single episode where it's cost more than £1,000. Not more than £1,000. And yet we have all these reasons why we don't invest in property in case someone ruins it, in case someone paints it black everywhere, or purple, or whatever. And the reason why we don't move forward on this is that we end up listening to the wrong people. We end up listening to people who actually haven't got a clue. Even worse than that is listening to people who look like they should have a clue. People who write for newspapers, I'm talking about the daily newspapers, talking about which way the property market's going to go and the risks. I remember reading an article in the Financial Times, and the guy writing it said, this was going back 10 or 15 years, the guy writing it said, if you've not got £100,000, you shouldn't be investing in property. And that would have put people off investing in property. Now, when I started, I didn't have £100,000. I didn't have two pennies to rub together. I've been through those times where you've lived on beans and potatoes. You know, where you buy a big sack of potatoes because you can do baked potato, you can make chips, you can make all sorts with potatoes, can't you? So, and it's very cheap. And, you know, those cheap beans. I've been through where I've lived on months of those. And super noodles. I've been through periods of time where I've lived on those. So I started with no money as well, but I definitely didn't start with £100,000. But if I was to listen to that guy writing in a big official newspaper like the Financial Times, I'd still be working for a living like everybody else does, and that's not what I wanted. So I made a decision to actually stop listening to other people, especially other people who actually don't know what they're doing, who've got no experience in it, and are pretty much unqualified to give advice. Now, when we think about financial advisors, and if you're a financial advisor, I'll apologise up front, or if you were a guy that wrote that article in the Financial Times, I might apologise. But if you're a financial advisor, I always used to think financial advisors, God, I bet they're really wealthy. And they're not, which is why they have to go out and go to work every day, because they have to keep closing business, because they've not invested in assets that puts money in your pocket each and every month. They have to keep closing more and more business. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. We're not put on this planet to go out and work 40-hour weeks, be stuck in traffic, 2 hours there, and back. We're just not put on this earth to pay taxes all the time like this and take 2 weeks off from work and getting up at 6 o'clock and getting in at 6 o'clock and never seeing the kids. That's not what we're put on this earth for. So you've got to start listening to the right people. And the right people are people like me who've actually gone through it. We've gone through the up times, we've gone through the down times, we've made some really silly mistakes as well. And that's all part of the learning, and that's what makes me a great coach, is because I can say, yeah, don't do that. I did that, that was terrible. Definitely don't do that. And it allows you to fast track your success. And that's what the whole purpose of this podcast is for me to help you to fast track your success, to accelerate those results so that you can become financially free in 5 years or less. Okay, so the other reason why people fail is that they end up giving up too soon. They try something and it didn't quite work, so let's not try that again. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. So think about this. When you were first learning to walk, how many times did you try and fail before you thought, nah, I'm just going to give that up? I'm guessing for most people, you learn to walk. You know, unless you have a disability or, you know, there's a reason why you can't walk, right? But for most people, they didn't just give up. And if you look at children, I've got two children myself, so when they want something, how many times do your kids ask you, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy? They never give up. And even when they tell them, please stop asking me, they still ask. And yet, for some reason, it's drummed out of us as adults, isn't it? And so by giving up too soon, you're making the thing that's stopping you. You're making that thing, you're giving it power, and that's the thing that's stopping you being completely successful. And so you give up. So let me give you a really good example. We had one client, and she bought her first property, and this property, the tenant had made a mess in the front room, they painted all the walls the wrong colour, and it cost about £1,000 to do up. And so she came to me and said, that's it, I'm not doing it anymore, I don't want to be a landlord, I don't like it. And I was like, but you're letting this one person, who wasn't a very nice person, obviously, but you're letting this one person actually dictate not just your financial wealth, but your children's financial wealth and your grandchildren's financial wealth for the next 50 to 100 years. Why would you let this one individual stop you from making the right decisions? Of course, it's an emotional decision. And of course, you've now got to find the money. You've got some of a bond, £500-600. So you've got to find another £400-500 to cover that. But why would you let that person stop you from attaining financial freedom where you don't have to go on holiday for 2 weeks of the year? You live on holiday. You end up living on holiday and you come back to England when you choose to, because most of the time you're living on holiday. So why would you let this one person stop you from doing that? So don't give up too soon. You are going to fail. You are going to attempt to do something and not get it right. It's part of a learning process. So listen, this is really important. Write this down. You get paid twice in this life. The first time you get paid is in experience. The second time you get paid is in money. So it doesn't matter whatever it is. If you're starting a business and you're going to make a mistake, that's fine. We call that experience. That experience is worth money later down the line. It just doesn't feel like it at the point of actually making that mistake. And this lady, she learned some lessons that she needed to learn from having that bad tenant, which could have been referencing them, getting a guarantor. The tenant was under 25, so for me, anyone under 25, we always get a guarantor. So that way, if they wreck the property or move out and don't pay, we can go for the guarantor, and the guarantor are legally obliged, legally liable to pay for that. So we've got a fallback procedure. So that was a lesson that she had to learn, and that was fine. But don't let that one event put you off for the rest of your life from actually getting what it is that you really want. Okay, so now that we've covered the three reasons why people fail, let me talk to you about what I call the triple threat system for financial freedom. So if you want to be financially free, there are three rules that you need to implement that will help you do that. So write these three down. The first one is to generate cash. The second one is to cut costs. And the third one is to invest the rest. So let me go through these one by one and explain why all three of these are so important. So on the first one, where you're generating cash, Obviously, if you want to be financially free, there has to be a method, a strategy for you to generate cash that puts money into your bank account so that you can spend it as you go through the month. And then at the end of that month, there has to be a renewal of that money so that every single month, more money keeps coming in. So that's the method that we generate cash. Now, for most people, you're already doing that. You've got a job. And that's fine. It brings the money in. It pays for all your bills, pays for your current lifestyle. And you need that right now. But as you move forward, you've only got one job. What you really want is maybe 20 jobs or 30 jobs or 40 jobs. And these 20 or 30 or 40 jobs are all these different things that all generate cash that puts money in your pocket. But for now, if you're right at the start of your investing career, or right at the start of your movement towards financial freedom, then the very first thing is to go out and get yourself a new job. It's the easiest, quickest way to change your financial status. And the only reason why you haven't done that yet is because of your mindset that says that you're not worthy enough, that you're not good enough, that who would recruit me because I'm this, this, and this. I'm here to tell you that I went from £15,000 a year at age 26 to £100,000 a year by just under 30, because I left work when I turned 30. So in 3 years, I went from £15,000 to £100,000, and I did that from going from job to job to job. I got lots of experience. And remember, you get paid twice. The first time I got paid in experience, going out for lots and lots of interviews, learning how to be good at interviews and getting the job, turning down jobs, and just, you know, playing the game of going out and getting better job after better job after better job. So if I'll give you an example. We've got two people who are just recently improved their income by changing their jobs. So one lady, she was living in one city but didn't want to live in one city, and she had this this job that she really wasn't happy with. But she wanted to move somewhere else. And I said, well, where did you want to move? And she explained. I said, well, what's stopping you? And she said, well, I've got this job that I don't like. I'm like, well, do you think you could get a job in this new place that you also would like or dislike equally? And she was like, yeah, probably. So I was, perfect. Why not go and get a job in this new place that you don't like? And at least then you've moved to this new place that you actually like. And so that's 50% of the equation resolved. And that's exactly what she did. And so once she moved into this new environment, not only did she get this job that she didn't like, but she was in this new environment, she then was able to change that job because her environment was a much happier one. And I think she went through another job after that, and then she went through another job after that, and she's actually ended up doubling her income. She's ended up doubling her income. So now, not only has she moved to where she wanted to live in the first place, she's now got the job, and she really enjoys the job. She loves it. It's sales. It's and she loves it. It's outbound sales. She absolutely adores it. And she's excited by it. And this is the very start of her investing career in improving her financial income each and every month. And it's so important for us to do. And we sit and back and complain sometimes that we're not getting the results that we want out of life. And yet, you know, if you're not earning enough money, when was the last time you went and changed your job? Or went and asked for a raise? Or actually went out and improved some of the skills that you've got so that you could go get a better job? Like, what are those skills that are missing right now? What are the skill gaps? So, for example, if you want to do internet marketing, what are the skill gaps? Is it search engine optimization, link building, webinars, sales funnels? What is it? And once you know what that is, there's so much information out there that you can actually go out and get that information, and then you could start a part-time business, or you could go into a job that actually does that in the first place. So you can go out and get a new job. The reason why most people don't do this is because of their self-worth is saying, you're not worthy of that. And, well, my CV, it's not very good. Update your CV. Send it to me. Let me have a look. Send it to a friend. Get feedback. Send it to a recruitment consultant, get feedback, ask them, how can I improve my CV? So let me tell you about somebody else who we've got as a client, and he's done exactly the same. He was working on a fairly low wage, and he's also doubled his income. So he's now earning twice as much than he was earning before. And what's really funny is he updated his CV And then he was really worried about his cover letter. So he went to Fiverr.com and he paid someone $5 to go write himself the most awesome cover letter you've ever read. And that's what he used. And it's unbelievable, because then he went and started getting all these job interviews because his cover letter was so good. His CV was very good. It took a couple of iterations to get that right. But then he started going out for job interviews. He started getting lots of experience at interviews, so he became really good at that. And then he started getting the results. And so you can do that as well. But you just got to actually start taking that action. So the other way of making money, and you don't have to go get a new job, but because you could go start a business. You could go start a part-time business. Now, let me just clarify. I'm not suggesting that you go out and do network marketing or multi-level marketing. Now, listen to this really importantly. It's really, really important. There's a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And Robert Kiyosaki, who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, along with Keith Cunningham, who is Rich Dad out of that book. I've got a picture with me and Keith somewhere. So, in that book, Robert Kiyosaki talks about money put in your pocket, assets putting money in your pocket, okay? Now, this is the mistake that most people make. People who are in network marketing or multi-level marketing, they say, well, Robert Kiyosaki said that if he was to start up in business again, he would start up in network marketing. And so that's why I'm selling this affiliate stuff, like Utility Warehouse, who are a horrific company. Or, you know, when people turn up with the little pig-shaped business cards at networking events and your eyes glaze over again. But Robert Kiyosaki didn't mean he would turn up at networking events with his little pig business cards. That's definitely not what he meant. What he meant was he would start a multi-level marketing company. Not that he would be an affiliate in a multi-level market company. There's a really subtle line between what he says and the reality is massive. So what he said was he would start a company, not be an affiliate or multi-level marketer. So go out and speak to people and ask them, how much money have you made in the last 6 months? So we just did a debt detox with one guy, and he's been doing multi-level marketing for the last 6 weeks. And I was like, okay, how many hours have you been doing that for? I said, 2 a day for the last 6 weeks. Okay, that works out at 84 hours. So we did the maths on the coaching call. That works out at 84 hours. How much money have you earned? Nothing. Ah, okay. And if you went out and got a job in a fast food restaurant at £10 an hour for 84 hours, how much money would you have earned then? £840. Obviously, there's a tax implication. Ah, okay. But you're doing all this work and not earning anything. That's crazy. The other crazy part about that is that he's not building his own business. He's building somebody else's brand. And so you should be starting up your own business under your name or a name that you choose. Doesn't have to be a personal name. So instead of going to a networking event and saying, oh yeah, I sell cheaper gas and electricity with Utility Warehouse, why not go to a networking event and say, yeah, actually we provide a range of services, including cheaper gas and electricity. Why don't we do a cost comparison and see if we can help you? Far different. You're not building up someone else's brand. You're then becoming the guy or girl that can go out and people say, oh yeah, he helped me save this amount of money. Now, it's about you generating a business, and there's nothing like you owning your business instead of pushing somebody else's business that you don't own. I love helping people start up businesses. We had a lady who came to us, and she does, I won't mention what the type of business is, but she came from nothing in terms of business. 12 months later, it's replaced her income. And that's from starting up a business, getting the website in place, going out and doing networking, and now she's earning an income off that business. That is a true business. It's not affiliate marketing. She owns everything from start to finish. All the intellectual property in that business is hers. Now, with a business, you can generate cash flow, or you can sell the business and make money that way. Okay, so it's really important that you look at how you can generate additional cash. But it's not just about generating additional cash. We all know people, we've seen them on TV, who generate a lot of cash. Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson, I think, went bankrupt. Just recently, we've had Mayweather, and he's, I don't know, 300 million, something like that. This guy spends 75 million a year, so he'll be bust again. And what he does is he makes a lot of money, he spends a lot of money, and then he has another fight, and he makes a lot of money again. And that's going to run out. In 10 years' time, once his body no longer wants to do the boxing, he will be bankrupt again. And we hear about it time after time after time, about these superstars that make all this money. And the reason why they lose all of their income, or all of their money, is because they cannot manage their costs. So this leads us on to number two, doesn't it? Which is about you cutting your costs. If you don't know how much money you're spending, or how much money is going out of your bank account each and every day, then you're gonna fail. And so what ends up happening is that people get a pay rise, and then they spend up to the pay rise. In fact, I wish people would only spend up to the pay rise. They don't. They spend over and above the pay rise, and then use credit cards to fill in the gaps. Or you hear people saying, oh, I've had a hard week, so we're going to do retail therapy, as they call it. They put the word therapy in there because it makes them feel better. But they're going to spend money that they haven't got on stuff that they don't need, simply to make them feel better. So if your emotional state is controlling your financial state, then, you know, you've pretty much got a madman in charge, or a mad woman in charge. You've got to start taking control over how much money you spend each and every day. So the way in which you would do this is you would create a spreadsheet of all of your outgoings and all of your income streams. Now, for most people, you have one income stream. It's a job, or it might be a business. For me, I have several income streams. So I've got businesses, and I've got properties, lots of properties that all generate cash flow in all different ways. So I've got multiple streams of income, and that's exactly what you need as well. But you've got to be able to write down all of your spreadsheets, and you've got to work out exactly how much money you're spending. Once you've done that, you need to then budget. So if you're spending £450 a month on supermarket shopping, you've got to drop that down to £300. That £150 a month, each and every month, you know, in 10 months' time, that's £1,500. In 20 months' time, that's £3,000. That £3,000 will buy you an asset that can put money in your pocket. We're going to talk about that in a minute. So you've got to start stripping back the costs. You've got to cut everything to the bone. If you're going out and shopping at the main supermarkets, not the smaller, lower cost ones, then why are you doing that? If it's because you don't want to look like you can't afford it, well, you can't afford it, who cares? I'd rather you go and save that money so that you can put that money into an asset that puts money in your pocket, and then over a long period of time, well, 5 years or less, you won't need to worry about that because you'll be earning enough money. But you've got to do the things that other people aren't prepared to do right now. So the third and final part here is that when you're starting to generate more cash and you're cutting the costs, that gap that you've got between your income and the amount of money that you're saving each month, that gap, call it £150, £200, £300, whatever that is, that money can then be used to invest into an asset. So let me give you an example of an asset. So one of the things that's fairly popular right now are property lease options. We will do a podcast later on about property lease options and why you should do them and so on. But just know for now that on a property lease option, you can take control over the property without buying it. Effectively, you're paying the mortgage. There's no deposit to pay. There's no credit check to pay. You're just taking over the mortgage effectively. Okay, it's a little bit more involved in that, but for now, that will do. So with a property lease option, it might cost you £3,000 to get into this deal, because you might have to pay a property sourcer whose job is to find the deals, and you'll buy the deal off them. So let's just assume for 1 second that you've paid this guy or girl £3,000. You've now got this lease option. This lease option, ideally, should be paying about £200 every single month, as long as it's rented. And again, making sure that your property is rented is another podcast. We will do that soon. But if you're earning £200 every month from a property, and you're saving £150 from your savings because you've cut your costs, you're now up to £350. So you would only have to wait another 10 months. So you've got £350 coming in each month. You then, in 10 months' time, you buy your next deal. So you now got another £200 coming in on top of the £350. So that's £550. So now to get £3,000, you only have to wait, what, 6 months more or less? So before it was 20 months, then it was 10 months, now it's 6 months. So you're now up to £750. So £750 times, what, 4 months, more or less, will give you £3,000, give or take. So you're cutting the time between the next investment every single time. And if you roll these figures out for a 5-year period, just doing the same thing over and over and over again, you'll be able to work out that pretty much you'll be able to be financially free within 5 years or less. And all of that starts from you generating cash, cutting your costs, and investing the rest. Now, if you've actually got cash ready to go, you don't have to do lease options. You can actually go out and start buying properties that are buy-to-let properties. Now, the secret here to being wealthy over the long term is for you not to pay retail prices. You don't go to an estate agent and buy a house for $200,000 that's on at $200,000. Oh, yes, I've seen Kirsty and Phil do it on TV, and I think it's crazy. Phil puts in an offer, this £200,000 house, we'll give you £195,000. And they complete at 197. Whoopee-doo, they save £3,000. That's 1.5%. No, no, no. That's not how it works. They're paying retail. We don't want to pay retail. We want to pay wholesale. And the way in which we pay wholesale is we get our property sourcers to go out and do it for us. Yes, we have to pay the property sourcer, but they're worth their weight because they're getting us the discount. And so we're now buying properties 20% below open market value. So 20% off a £200,000 property is £160,000. There's plenty of equity in there. So we can take that property on. We can maybe do the property up, new carpets, new curtains, painting, kitchen and bathroom, less than £10,000. We increase that property's value, so it was worth £200,000. It might be worth £220,000. We bought for £160,000. Stick 10 on it for all the work that he's doing, £170,000, and we sell it for £220,000. There's a lot of money potentially available in those type of deals. But we don't want just those type of deals, you see. Because if you just do those type of deals, you have to keep doing those type of deals each and every month. What we want to be doing is building up our residual income, our money that comes in as cash flow each and every month. So if you take £200 a month and then £200 the next month and the next month and the next month, it keeps on coming in. And then if you buy another property at £200, then that comes in as well. And then another property at £200, then that comes in as well. And eventually, you'll be able to earn enough money that you won't need to go out and work. And you can become a full-time property investor if that's what you choose to do. So we covered there property flipping, but we also talked briefly about buy-to-let. And buy-to-let is where you can keep bringing in cash flow each and every month. When you get to the end of the month, it all resets and the next batch of money comes in. So this is long-term monthly cash flow that renews every month. So I hope you can understand where we're coming from on these range of podcasts. The whole point of this is financial freedom in 5 years or less. We talked about the three ways in which you can do it, which is generating cash, cutting costs, and investing the rest. Now, if you want more information about me and some of the services and products that we offer, then jump on the website, which is at www.daniellatto.co.uk. If you've got any questions or you'd like to give feedback, then please drop me an email to me@daniellatto.co.uk. I'd love to hear from you. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. I hope you've got a ton of information. I hope you've made lots and lots of notes. I'd love for you to subscribe, so that every time we release a new podcast, that you'll get that information through. And as well as that, I'd love you to go and give us a 5-star review. If you could do that for me, that would be awesome. Tell all your friends about us and make sure that you give us feedback and let us know how it went for you. If you've got any questions, I'd love to hear those too. Okay, my name's Dan Latter. Hope that was useful for you. And we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.